This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, hour number three on Thanksgiving Eve. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, whatever you want to call it, it's there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now, recently, while he has been here and been here for quite some time, I haven't been with him when he's been here because I've been elsewhere. So joining us pre-Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, to talk a little self-defense gun stories and some other stuff is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill, and welcome to the Lock and Load audience. Wow, it's great to be back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming in. You going to be doing any? I mean, is this your first Thanksgiving since you moved from California with a K?
No. We were here just in time for it last year.
Okay. So your second one, and it's so seasonal down there in Louisiana.
What do you mean? It's 75 degrees outside. Yes, that's winter for us.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, just like you, almost like you down in the flats there.
Yes, I know. I can't even begin to tell you how I feel about that part of it. I like the seasons, and where I live, you can have all four of them in a week, but nothing long lasting to where you can sit back and actually get one coat and wear it out.
No.
So, self-defense gun stories. That's still happening, even though we've got a new president and we're coming to the end of the year and everything else. What have you got for us this week?
Unfortunately, though, it never stops. We have, all right, the one that I liked the most this week was a 78-year-old grandma. Now, three guys break into a home. She's just getting ready for a nap. It sounds like, what was it, when I settled down for a long winter's nap?
Yep.
She hears somebody break into the front of her home, and she goes, wait a minute, that's not right. Let me put on my glasses. Let me get up from the bed where I was just getting comfortable. Let me get my gun and load it. Why isn't Grandma's gun loaded? Maybe they're little ones that come by. In any case, Grandma appears not to have a gun safe. She opens the bedroom door. She walks out. She sees two guys that really don't belong here. They see her, and their eyes get real big, because rather than see a 78-year-old grandma, they see a homeowner with a gun in her hand. They realize they just made one of the boo-boos of their criminal career. They take off. She doesn't have to shoot anybody. This is true in the vast majority of cases. Very few criminals want to go and go, hey, let's go get in a gunfight tonight. Happens not very often. They run, they get picked up, life is good, grandma wins. What do you think?
I like it. Every time I hear the bad guys don't want to get shot thing, there was some movie that R. Lee Ermey was in before his eyebrows went completely crazy. And he's supposed to be a bad guy, and he's jumping out of the car, and he goes, I'm going to go out and hail a gunfight. But that's really not what they want to do, is it? They want victims.
Yes. They want victims. I read an interesting stat, which maybe explains a lot. About 90% of the violent criminals that get engaged with concealed carry holders are either intoxicated or high at that time. You believe it? I do.
So is your theory here then, Rob, that if they would just stay sober, that crime would go down?
Yes. Well, yes. We don't know whether, a druggie needs a fix, or a druggie's intoxicated and his inhibitions are down, or burglary is a pretty frightening occupation and they need to get high in order to pull it off. I'm not smart enough to figure out which one is true. Maybe several.
Well, I mean, we know that a lot of these guys turn to crime to feed their habit.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would imagine they're either still sort of high, coming off of the high, something. I don't know what it is, but I would imagine it'd be one of those things. I just but I never have. It's surprising too. I never have broken it down that way.
Well, you and I don't have a lot of faith in government. We, I would assume, have sort of a libertarian bent. You and I grew up in an era where we were told that drugs were a victimless crime. I've seen what they do to families because I was a foster parent. And here's this data that says, holy cow, most of our criminal population that gets locked up, most of our guys who get shot by homeowners are high at the time.
Whoa.
Who knew? Changes your thinking.
Yes, it does.
And I want the now, if there are some libertarians in our audience, straighten me out. We can argue what the solution is. All by that, I don't have a pat answer for that. But it is fascinating to go, whoops, they're not as, it's not as much a private life choice as we were led to believe.
But
shall we go on or shall we do that when we come back?
Yes, we're coming up on the first break. Have I ever asked you what you carry?
The Toyota Tercel of handguns, Glock 19.
I right now here recently I've been carrying a Smith and Wesson, and I'm so used to saying Glock that I've been carrying a
right.
Glock, just like Xerox to me now.
Right.
I'm carrying a Smith and Wesson M&P Shield with a Hive +2 extender on the magazine.
Okay.
You ever seen one of them? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I've seen some of the +2 extenders. Isn't that flat? Oh, that's wonderful.
It is flat, and it gives me my capacity, which is my
right.
thing. And my 19 is back with Agency Arms right now, being worked over as we speak.
100,000 mile checkup?
Not quite. Not
okay.
quite. But I don't know what they wanted it for. They just said, "Hey, send it to us. We'll do some stuff to it." So I'm waiting to see what happens with that. So
it'll come back with a spoiler on the back. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But that's what's going on. We got about a minute left, and it's going to take about a minute. Tell everybody how they can find the stuff of Rob Morse, because there's so much of it now. And be sure and give out the website for Self Defense Gun Stories.
Right, selfdefensegunstories.com. We remind people that you and I are the first line of defense. We protect ourselves, we protect our families. Everything else leads back to slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm also on Ammoland and at Clash Daily. I heard you with Doug Giles the other day.
Did you? Yeah, Doug is...
Doug will never be boring, doesn't know how.
No. Being with Doug is like being with somebody that juggles chainsaws.
Yes.
That are on fire.
It's exciting to watch.
Burning chainsaws. And that's what it's like to be with Doug. So that's why whenever I'm looking for somebody of that bent, that's who I'm going to, Doug Giles. My normal atomic clock went bad today, so I'm having to use a smaller one, so... Anyway, we're going to be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
your pulse, creating a fusion between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live on Thanksgiving Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
This is lubrication that adds to the lethality of whatever weapon you're applying this to. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to the podcast meister of self-defense. We are joined again by Rob Morse. Give us another self-defense gun story, another winner.
Well, we talked about how the criminals are not the sharpest knives in the drawer.
Oh, yeah.
You and I wish we had a dollar in our retirement account for every time we've heard a gun owner say, I'll just carry when I'm going someplace dangerous. I don't need to carry all the time.
Yeah.
Are you armed when you go to buy gasoline, even on your way to work in the morning? Come on, this isn't a dive bar at 2 in the morning. In this case, the victim was buying gasoline at a convenience store, Aiken, South Carolina, you know? Welcome to Middle America. Just on his way to work, just before 6:30 in the morning. And an armed robber came up behind the victim and demanded money. The victim gave the robber the 15 bucks he has in his wallet. Look, there you go. It's all I got. Everything else is on credit card. Then the robber orders the victim to get in the car. Yikes, that changes everything. The robbers start shooting. Now, it wasn't clear whether they were inside the car or still outside, somewhere in between. The victim reaches into the car next to the driver's side door, grabs his gun, and shot the robber several times. Now the victim starts acting smart. He wasn't carrying on him, but he runs inside the store, says, help, help, somebody tried to hurt me, call police. Awesome. You've got lots of witnesses. You've asked for help. The police come. The robber dies at the scene. He appears to be a drug addict. His family said he was messed up with meth. He's out on bond for a burglary in one county and shoplifting in another. So what do we learn? Gas stations are our modern-day watering holes. We come there with our wallet and drag it out. And we have to plan ahead.
Haven't you always found, when you're looking at all of these stories and you're breaking them down and everything and looking for that common thread, that very rarely is self-defense, the need for self-defense, ever convenient?
Oh, it's never convenient. I mean, well, I'm waiting for the story I get to tell, like, idiot robs gun store or gun show. They just don't happen that way, Bill.
Yeah.
Those are our modern-day watering holes. It's where you see a constant flow of traffic. And that probably means, hey, you don't want to go there at 2:30 in the morning. But this was 6:30 in the morning, and a druggie needs drugs when a druggie needs drugs.
Right.
Now, here, do this. I heard this great comment from Ben Branham, Modern Self-Protection. He goes, you're standing there next to your gas tank. You're bored. Rather than put your head down in your phone, play this game. Go, why are they here? There's that guy. He's getting gas. There's that guy. He's getting some food. There's that guy. Oh, he works there. He's maybe a mechanic if there's a station attacks to the gas station. He's just on a smoke break. Look at all the cigarette butts right there. Those guys, I can't put them any place. Why don't I watch them? Not a bad, I mean, as he says, pretty soon you'll make out the cops at the mall.
Yeah, that, but that indicates awareness, doesn't it?
Well, it's a way to, if I say be aware, how do you know if you are?
Right.
And now you're saying, okay, let me scan the environment. Why are the people in my area here? The other thing was, what do you do? So you're looking around, you're not head down and welded in your phone, and somebody starts to come up. You say, hey, that's close enough. Who cares if it's the guy walking into the place to work? You can afford to offend people. You don't need, I mean, there's not another gold star in heaven that you need compared to your personal safety. What that simple verbal statement does, a lot of people would rather pretend that not only don't they see him, but a bad guy is invisible. Oh, that looks scary. I won't confront it. I'd rather not deal with it. That's what he wants. The implication being, if you're verbally assertive, you will be physically assertive as well. You don't look like the last victim that this criminal successfully robbed. Oh, this is different from what happened last time. How about I change my plans? And all it takes is attention and words.
Right.
Besides, you might get a few heads, you know, other drivers there to turn and look at the guy, and he goes, "Retro, I've been made." The victim gave the robber his $15. Thanks, but compliance doesn't guarantee safety. We'd like to imagine it does. We have a lot of fantasies about a gun. In this case, the guy thought, if I carry a gun in my car, robbers won't rob me. That's not how it works. I'm sorry, fellas. The other thing is, if you're told to get in the car, it is never for your benefit. It's for the criminals.
Yeah.
Bill, you can... What does your ninja talk when he says about that, when he talks about that? What's he say? He would never leave the scene with a criminal.
Oh, no. 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 Not at all. That's... If you're thinking, well, he's got my $15, no need to kill this guy. I'm just going to, you know, maybe he'll just move on and I can call the cops later and he gets picked up. And when they tell you to get in the car, if the red flag's not going, you know, it's that whole awareness thing you were talking about, that noticing and, you know, saying, hey, what are you doing over there and that kind of thing. That goes a lot further than, you know, pumping your gas and turning around, guy's got a gun on you. So, I don't know. Anybody that doesn't know that already is...
To listen to your show and listen to self-defense gun stories.
Right. More so that, I think, than just those high, those moments. You talk more about that than I do, so... Yeah, or both. Listen, we're coming up on the next break. So when we get back, more self-defense gun stories with Rob Morse. This is the pre-Thanksgiving bash here. Yeah. And, hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Thanksgiving Eve, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality and indestructibility and all that other stuff. What kind of holster do you use, Rob?
Oh, great. Concealment Solutions.
Okay.
I'll probably...
Kydex is just the way everybody goes now, isn't it?
Say what? The hybrid?
Kydex.
Yeah, well, or a combination, both Kydex for the outer shell that we want rigid and a little leather next to the human body. I like that a lot. The next one I'll probably try might be Crossbreed. How about you? Alien Gear?
Either G-Code or Alien Gear, yes, sir.
Yep, that's what I would expect.
Yes, well,
Isn't that amazing? A guy at the office goes, "You've got three or four of those. I've seen you wear different," and you go, "Yep, that's just what it takes. Different pants, different shirts, different outfits. Yeah, that's what you need. You will have a holster drawer, I predict."
Yeah, I've got like boxes.
Now, when I used to shoot competitively, we would have not even, you know, it wasn't a mini gun show. It was just here's all the cast-offs. Who wants to trade holsters and try these? Maybe they'll fit you. You ever tried that? You ever seen that?
Yes.
Yep. It's a great idea.
I have, what I have is like I'll have, for every gun I've ever owned, there's always like the odd Serpa, which I don't like.
Yes.
The odd Phobos, which I don't like.
that always, you know, those, and I guess people migrate to those because they're in the big box stores and they're right. readily yep. available.
Yep.
So
they're everywhere. Therefore, they must be good. Ah, that's the Harbor Freight School of holster. Hey, what did you find an upright chest rig or shoulder that you like?
When you say upright, what do you mean?
The barrel pointed down rather than under the armpit at the person behind you?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I have not. I've seen some. The only reason I was looking for, and the reason I continue to look for one of those, is I'm still looking for an on-body for riding a bike
right.
carrying solution.
That's why, that's why I'd hoped you'd found it. You were the guy to ask.
Yes. So hey. I've seen some things. I mean, like the compression shirts, the Undertech shirts,
yes,
and everything,
right.
muzzles down in those. But the problem is that they mount this in such a way on the shirt to where it's way back there. And then it has a retention strap on it because it needs one.
Right.
And it's so way back that, I mean, it's not something that you're just naturally going to be able to draw.
Right. You need to have a lot of shoulder flexibility to grab it.
Yeah.
Hey, there were a few things I wanted to bring up before we about those examples of self-defense. Can we cover them before we move on?
Go right ahead.
I want our listeners to plan to be good rather than lucky.
Yes.
We brought up those examples because the good guys won. But you don't need to be perfect to be successful. I mean, let's look at it. Grandma had a break-in while she was lucky enough to be sitting next to the gun in her nightstand. If she'd been at the other end of the room, that would have been useless. The story would have been entirely different. Maybe with some thieves getting to steal a firearm. And in our second story, the guy getting gas was told to get into the car where he kept his gun. If the guy had come up from the other side, rather than maybe from the rear of the car, but between right. the door and where he's pumping gas, he's SOL. They were lucky. And it's not a matter of luck whether you're lucky. We know how to be safe. Take a class. And we have a world of experience. You don't have to be a self-taught guru to sort this out. Good grief, steal from people who've been there. That's why people can be so safe and so effective. They'll learn from other people's mistakes.
Yes, and I like the part where you're wanting them to be good instead of lucky. That indicates being in charge, doesn't it? Being in control. I like
well,
that.
We're asking somebody to be conscious, be aware. Just put this much awareness into your safety. I'm not asking you to live in fear. In contrast, I'm asking you, well, Bill, what we want, and you've had many of these moments. You take a class and go, wow, I learned how much I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to submit that a smart person is willing to be humbled over and over and over. So he's comfortable going, I'm ignorant. There's a world I want to just look at and see how it works. If you're comfortable with that, and you can be, and you should be, you're going to come out. I mean, wait a minute. We've all gone to financial advisors, and the guy talks gibberish, and you say, that was cool, now dumb it down so I understand it, right?
Right.
It's his world. He's inviting you in, and you're saying, put some stepping stones, because I don't know where, I don't see the map from where I am to where you want me to be. How do we do this? It's the same thing with self-defense. It's the same skill thing with any physical skill. I mean, there are a world of things I can't do, and I need somebody to show me how.
One of the things that I look for in a class when you're talking, the ones that I pay the most attention to,
yep,
is the one where the guy's not out there saying, this is the way. Whenever they get out there and they want to start telling me it's the way, the only way, they lose me at that point. I'm going to shoot my bullets downrange. Don't kid yourself. And I'm going to walk my figure eights and lay on the ground and, you know, walk backwards and sideways. I'm going to do that. But I'm more interested in learning from somebody that gets out there that will tell you that you're going to learn something from me today, and I may learn something from you because I don't have all the answers. Because that is that's an instructor that is very self-aware.
It's not fascinating that the I think Gunsight and the other professional schools, Thunder Ranch, they stay on the cutting edge. They learn from their students all the time. The modern technique is slowly changing. And yeah. They're willing to say, look, we're not teaching what we taught even 10, 15 years ago. Here's what we think today. Here's what we recommend today. And as our experience changes, we'll learn from our experience and maybe recommend something different. All they ask is you go with an open mind and be willing to try.
Yes. That's the hard part. That really is the hard part. I mean, I have so resisted this the squared up AR shooting style where you're squaring up. I know why you do it, but I mean, right. I've spent so many years at that 45 degree angle that squaring up just doesn't feel right. But like when I go train with my swamp buddy JT, he's like, well, how does it feel walking at that 45 degree angle, walking forward? Well, it doesn't feel very good at all. Is what it does. It feels pretty. So I understand why I need to change that, and I continue to work on it. We're coming up on the last break. One more time, tell them how to find you when you're out there being Rob Morse.
I'm a host at Self Defense Gun Stories. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write at Ammoland and at Clash Daily. Also at my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. And sometimes Bill and I get to hang out for an hour.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's the high point of my week.
Well, it's been a while. So, anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Have you ever tried Frog Lube, Rob?
I've tried it. I've tried two or three lubricants.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I met, is it Larry?
Yes.
Larry Lasky?
Yes.
I met him in Austin.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah. It turns out we're both California refugees. We talked about it at the Firearms Freedom in Texas.
Yes. Anyway, joining me again, Rob Morse from all kinds of different stuff. But right now we're talking about self-defense gun stories as we get ready to head out and light the fire under the turkey. Take it away, sir.
Are you armed when you answer the door at home? What could be more ordinary? A man was at home early on a weekday morning. Ta-da! He was working shifts. This was his day off. Weekday off. He's there with his wife and child. He answers a knock at the door. As he turns the knob, two armed and masked men push their way inside. Then they hit the homeowner in the head with their pistols. The homeowner limps away. They think he's out of the fight. Near the front door, in another room, he grabs a gun. He goes to work and shoots both robbers. They run rather than... Now, the good news is they ran rather than get in a gun battle with him and maybe injure his family. One of the robbers was shot in both knees. Okay, they pick him up on the driveway. The other guy, they get along with the getaway car driver. You need to carry. You won't get a text on your phone saying, in 7 minutes, you're going to be robbed and assaulted. Please put your gun on now. We don't have that app. It's not out there. The other thing is, could you at least get a peephole? I mean, hi. If the guy hadn't opened the door, awesome. let me go one more. If this guy hit in the head with a gun, I can well imagine his bell being run and he's down for a minute. Who's going to protect his family? If his wife were armed, they would have approached the door not standing next to each other. We all remember maybe tickling on the playground or playing tag. And if you have two on one or even two on two, if you're not standing next to each other, the guy in the middle is boxed. I mean, isn't that the essentials of a lot of what team tactics you learned in the Army?
Yes, it is. And in that kind of a context, your job is to get one of them and trade places with them.
Yep.
And you know, and that takes a little bit of preparation, being able to turn that on. That's the one thing that I have learned in all these times you guys have been, you and Paul have been co-hosting for me as I get back into the hand-to-hand combat thing. A lot of what we're doing is going to be based upon me throwing people at other people to keep them off of me.
Right. Right. So, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, just but you know, if someone pushed their way into your front yard, and I'm sorry, your front door, from your front yard into your front door, and you and your wife are just standing at opposite sides of the entryway, the guy's going to orient at you. You can't do two things at once. You're perceived as the bigger threat, and suddenly your wife owns this guy.
Oh, yeah.
That plus your dog's probably coming at him at 60 miles an hour. The guy's toast, and he doesn't even know what happened. It's just that simple. The defense, we're not asking people to be ninja. That's really hard. Why? That's really asking too much.
Yeah. Well, and it's the learning curve is daunting.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for you, yeah, the stuff you're doing. Wow, sure. That's a hill to climb. But what I'm saying is that these really small steps to be a more difficult victim, a less compliant victim, a less willing victim, you don't need to be the, you know, baddest guy on the world. You just need to be tougher than the druggie who wants to rob your house.
Yeah. And you're actually, I mean, that actually, you're at a very heavy advantage because you're in your own territory. You know where the steps are. You know where the trip is. You know where the hardwood meets the carpet, where there's a little trip up there. You should be able to take great advantage of that. But if somebody is shoving in the door and pushes you to one side and you are not armed, when I answer the door, I mean, it's a very dangerous time to be knocking on my door after dark.
Well, again, you'd probably turn on the outside light, lean to the side, and unless somebody gives you, you know, a full frontal view and you see his hands, we can talk from here. What do you need? I'd be glad to call the cops for you. And again, this guy succeeded. He didn't give up, even though his bell been rung. He fought for his family. He protected himself. He did get a gun. If he'd been armed, he might have avoided that trip to the hospital and the brand new stitches. We can learn from that. That's all I'm asking people to do. Come learn. It's there for you.
I'm expecting to see with everything that up to this point, I know the gun industry, all the gun sellers, the guns themselves, I think they're getting ready for that maybe to slow down a little bit. But there's going to be ammo and there's going to be training. I expect to see training pop.
I hope. Gosh, don't we hope?
That's well, I've been waiting for that for years. Though I have. I mean, we had this. This is we've had the rushes since 2013. We've had the explosion in sales since 2013. Really, since Obama took office. So, I hope that in this moment where everybody's like, "Ah, oh, good," the assault on the Constitution takes a break. Well, go train. Now you can devote your full attention to training.
Our partners at Second Call Defense asked me to write an article because they had so many people who'd signed up who were part of that rush. They bought a gun. It's sitting on the shelf gathering dust. They could sort of load it and unload it, but they hadn't taken even the basic steps to protect themselves. Come on, guys. It's doable. So I wrote about that, and it's entitled, it should be out any day now. I'll ping you when it comes out. I'll probably find out because you'll read it on the air. It said, all I say is a gun isn't magic. It's not a magic wand that you wave. It's something you have to learn to live with for it to protect you. And people won't know that you're carrying a gun. It doesn't stop you from being attacked. It stops you from being injured after you're attacked because you can fight back to defend yourself. But you have to, you know, as you just found out, what, the last couple Friday nights, boy, the more you put in, the more you get out.
Yeah. I just sent you something for you to look at later. And when you look at it, realize that when in one of those things, it looks okay and everything.
Yeah.
I pulled a muscle so bad on that.
I'm sorry.
It was bad. It's already taken care of itself, but I, if it's all due to the editing that you can't tell.
That you limped off stage and went, oh no.
I think you'll be able to figure that out. But when you watch that, let me know later on tonight what you thought of that.
I will indeed. I will indeed.
We're coming up on the end of the show. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving to you. Rob, how can they find you one more time?
I'm at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writings also appear at Amoland and Clash Daily. That's Doug Giles' website. Come look at selfdefensegunstories.com. It's about a 15-minute podcast. You get it once a week. Come offer me a place in your pocket on your cell phone.
There you go. Thanks for joining me. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.